And Kathy Dawes again, along with Timothy Schaefer with the Institute for Civic Discourse, Kansas State University Communication Studies Professor, 537-1350 if you want to join in. Going to shift gears just a little bit now. I thought it might be good to get into some diversity topics. I know that Kansas State University kind of got lost in the shuffle with graduation and everything going on, although I know there was quite a bit of talk the day that it occurred. But the noose incident, having to do a noose found on a tree on campus and really causing some issues. I know that President Myers spoke to that, and I believe also Provost April Mason said a few words about it too. But we continue to be kind of concerned about what's going on that way. I know that they're basically off for the summer now, but just from your perspective, what's going on here? Why is this coming back up?
Yeah, you know, it was surprising. And then the initial, we get as part of the university these kind of alert messages, and it was very short, brief. Kind of said this was here, and then that was when the statements shortly thereafter from the president, from the provost came out. And, it was interesting. There was a kind of a quick burst, some responses, I think, very appropriately from the president, which were, on point, that we don't, K-State talks about being a family and a community, and this is not a good way to kind of practice that. But I think it also happened at a time during the academic year. We were just about to go into, finals and commencement and everything else that was happening. It lost, I think, some of its immediacy. And I think it spoke to, what we were talking about a few minutes ago is how do we kind of change or structure conversations around the important matters a little differently. And it's too bad the timing didn't necessarily allow us to do that easily. But these are the kinds of conversations that I think we need to happen. And they have been happening at K-State in the last few years in some important ways. So this idea of how do we have some discourse that help us to understand the complexity of issues, but also recognize when something like this happens, what are maybe some of the motivating factors? And more importantly, what are the things that we can do to address it and to ideally stem some of these kinds of concerns?
You know, something you said earlier kind of stuck with me, too. And I've always used this even in my reporting field is everyone comes from somewhere and our backgrounds are all so different. And usually there's a reason for why people are the way they are, quite honestly. And what you're basically talking about is opening up the discussion more that way. We need to start understanding that we all come from different places, different backgrounds.
Yeah, no, I was just, I alluded to it a little bit ago, I was just in Boston for an academic meeting for a couple days with some colleagues, but we were doing some work around an area called civic studies, and a big part of it is how do we address facts, values, and strategies, and we're really good in universities of knowing kind of factual information, but we're not real good about kind of engaging the more kind of human side. And I think that's a big piece that we have to wrestle with. And if we can, in various ways, create spaces for people to say, hey, this is who I am. And I experience it all the time with students as we were talking about these safety and justice issues. I had a student from Western Kansas who was like, I haven't been pulled over or had this sense of fear from a police officer. But, then the student goes on. I guess I do know the sheriff pulls over certain people for their farm equipment, not others. And so there's this sense of like how these issues play out differently for a lot of us.
Dave, you wanted to add something?
Well, actually, two things. I want to kick in here real quickly that Riley County Police are having a press conference at 11 o'clock this morning regarding the story that has developed over the last 15 hours or so with this murder, subsequent investigation, and maybe, we do not know this yet, but maybe an arrest at least. There was a suspect that had been identified. So there's a press conference at 11. The other question for you, Dr. Schaefer, comes from a listener, is that when people come to some of these town hall meetings, if they feel because, if they're there as part of a large group, if they feel more empowered to do to speak out somewhat voraciously.
Yeah.
And if they were just doing, having a one-on-one with a representative or a whomever, if that would be a different dialogue, or at least the anxiety over the dialogue might be quite a bit different.
Oh yeah, no, it's a huge factor when whether you're for or against something. If you can look around and say like, oh yeah, everybody else is on the same page. We kind of do this confirmation thing. Are these people nodding their heads? Are they kind of on the same page? And then that can kind of push it to a place that sometimes that's what gets a lot of energy for people, and that's really exciting and important. In certain environments, though, that can also I think, disrupt the possibility of some of the dialogue for the conversation. And so it's one of those things that, right, somebody may not stand up and kind of yell their point if they're literally just a few people around a table. But when it's a room full of hundreds of people, that changes that kind of space. And so back to what we were talking earlier about, Kathy, the environment, the process can have a lot that plays in to that. So for that person to stand up and really feel like, yeah, I've got some backing and I can say what I'm going to say, that's quite different if they're sitting around a table with, you know, a few people who agree with them, but also maybe a few people who don't, and you're more inclined to tease out your issues rather than just kind of yell them.
Okay. Well, definitely something to think about. And so are you thinking we need to get away from the town hall concept completely?
Part of my work is historical, and I actually write a lot about, like, the New England town hall meetings and Chautauquas and Lycia movements and all these other things. And the way that we use the language of town hall is not always historically accurate, you know, so there's actually a structure and a format to it. What we kind of label under town hall meetings anymore is just, you know, a very thin description of people in the same room who might have some interaction. And so I think we could, I don't want to abandon it. I think members of Congress and others, local officials, need to have more interaction with their publics. And it's something that I think is really critical for us to do. But the challenge is we have these typically bad examples of it, right? I think it was in Colorado a few months ago. There was the story of a member of Congress who he didn't like the size of the crowds in the building or wherever they were, and he kind of took a back door out and got out of there, and these kinds of things. This is not good for democracy, regardless of your party or your politics. Elected officials are representatives, you know, fundamentally, and the ways that they represent people is to listen to them, to hear their concerns. They're not always going to necessarily vote in those particular ways that maybe the loudest group or minority group might want to have, but it's important to be able to have space for those conversations, for those representatives to learn from, to in order to speak on behalf of those people that they represent. I mean, fundamentally, that's what this work is about.
We have less than a minute left. Yeah. Anything else we want to leave with people today? We've covered a lot of territory here today, Tim.
Well, it goes back to your first conversation for the talking about oil and kind of global politics and all of these things. You know, there are a lot of factors that come into play that shape how communities, how countries kind of exist and interact. And I think it's important to be reminded that we have, you know, some strong bones in the United States. And I think we need to figure out a way forward that is less divisive, that's more collaborative, that's more engaging in some significant ways that we can interact with one another, whether they're neighbors or colleagues or somebody kind of across the aisle politically that can speak to us in a legitimate and authentic way, that and we can hear them.
Well, very good. Been a pleasure again to have with us today Timothy Schaefer, Communication Studies Professor, also Assistant Director for the Institute for Civic Discourse, Kansas State University. You've been listening to a very talkative and informative In Focus today.
CBS News is next on KMAN.
Get everything you want in a checking account and more with Checking Plus from KS State Bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan. Weather is powered by Fox.